Well, this is a first for me, talking the day after a ball game that ended up in a tie. So I guess I'll start with the last couple weeks. You know, our emphasis and the work through the bye week was in the areas that you guys recall, which was, you know, touchdowns, getting the ball, knocking the ball loose, takeaways, and third down. So, you know, when you're playing a good defense, a good overall football team like we played, and we were able to improve in those areas, you know, there's some positives to be taken from this game. Third down offensively was much better. We protected the football offensively. We knocked three balls loose and had a fourth one on the ground. We didn't recover them, but at least we're getting them out. And so then, of course, defensively, our third down defense was better. That's a little misleading, however. I think there were 2 for 11, but two of the third downs created fourth and inches, which is not good. So, but overall, you know, we were able to get some results on the things we emphasized. Then, of course, last week our emphasis was, you know, to prepare ourselves for a very physical football game, and we did. And, you know, we hung in there. So it's just, you know, we're disappointed that we had many opportunities, you know, to win this game, as they did, and we're unable to do it. So, you know, we put the 24-hour rule in effect. We got through it with the players. We came through it healthy. And, you know, now our focus is on the Jets.
So what do you feel like after?
Well, yeah, I'm disappointed. You set out to win every game. I guess you don't feel as bad as you would had you lost the game. But you know, we had opportunities to win it. Whether we get the kickoff on time, or you know, make a play, or you know, get lined up and line up in the appropriate formation, you know, we have opportunities to win this game. And you know, with the new overtime rule, if you know, we're lined up in the right formation and we score a touchdown, the game, obviously the game's over. We got the ball on the 3-yard line, so. You know, I think, you know, as a staff, as we talked about, you know, we have a young football team that's growing. We're playing younger players. We had two that were deactivated yesterday. And, you know, at the end, we saw improvement against, you know, one of the top teams in our division. So you have to take it from there. He really is, yeah. You know, he was, what should I say, he was very impatient the last couple of weeks. He was, you know, he wanted to play, but, you know, we sought the medical advice, and, you know, we told him about when we thought he'd come back, and, boy, he did. He played an outstanding football game, and it's unfortunate that two of those big plays didn't count. And you know, he does things for our offense. He creates opportunities for other people. In addition to that, he's you know, part of the reason that we were better on third down. You know, he can get open, and Sam can get the ball to him. And you know, he's obviously got, for a little guy, he's got real good run after catch skills.
Sam will also return. How did he get through?
He did. Yeah, he returned probably a little rusty against a good defensive front, but finished the game, didn't have any issues. So I think with a good week of practice this week, he'll be back to where he was.
I'm sure there were a lot of team players here. Like, what was the mood yesterday amongst the coaching staff and the players and the team's flight?
The players are quiet. They're tired. Obviously, it was late. It was a long game. They played a lot of snaps. They were tired, and they just pretty much kept to themselves. The coaches do different things. We have the technology to watch the game, so we watched the game on the way back.
What's his best?
They'll return to practice. They were in the meetings this morning, and they'll return to practice.
Do you rethink at all going out to the West Coast a day earlier?
No, I thought we had a wrap-up discussion with that, and we would do the same thing. I really liked the way that it was handled. Like the Friday evening travel, a normal Friday, the Friday evening travel, the stuff we got during the day was very productive. And there was not any issues as far as energy or fatigue or anything like that. I thought the guys handled it well. With the one exception, that would be the cramping. But you've got one player, Danny, that hadn't played in a month, and you know, True had cramp issues, and you know, he was playing a lot more and playing special teams. So we'll address that.
I just meant in relation to maybe what might happen with Givens and
Oh, no, it had nothing to do with our travel. Nothing to do with our travel. Well, you know, it's been this, you know, the committee talks about it, you know, every year over time. And, you know, the issue is that it's just the length of game. You know, this was a long game. I mean, these are two teams that played an extra quarter. So that's the issue. You know, they talked about the college rule and talked about all the other things. And clearly that it doesn't end once you get to postseason. But, you know, it's every 4 or 5 years it happens. And, you know, the records, you know, the standings look a little different. But, you know, there are teams that get in and, as a result of ties and teams that don't.
Coach, any second guessing using the timeout right before your go-ahead touchdown late in the fourth?
No second guessing, no. No, I mean, people can second guess that, whatever you want. I think I have a pretty good feel for clock management. At that point, I wanted a touchdown, and we needed to talk about it. Had the clock running, I gave it. Actually, we had a play called that we changed, and we changed to the touchdown play. So, no, you got a backup quarterback, and you got a defense that in a 2 minute that should win the drive, get the ball back. So.
Did you also want the flexibility if you wanted to run the ball a couple times?
That's you saw where early in the game where we had production in the money zone, as we call it. Jack scored from 7 yards out on a run. So. That's, you know, we talked about that. The ability to carry balance in the plus territory is important. And in the past, we have not gotten in on first and second down. So I just wanted a touchdown, and then we were going to adjust accordingly.
What did you see on tape when you look at the Amendola punt?
You know, from one angle, I can make a case that it's a side block. But from the angle where the official was, from where he saw it, I see how it could see it was a block in the back.
And can you shed any more light on why the illegal formation was called so late and so far?
No, I don't know. I haven't talked to them. I mean, they got it right. You know, they got it right. Had I been on the other side, I would have been really upset because it clearly was illegal formation. So he got it right. You know, most of the time when they conference and then the flag comes out late, it's involving intentional grounding. That's when you see him conference, because you've got a referee that's looking at the court, protecting the quarterback and not being able to determine whether there's a receiver in the area. So they get together conference and they throw a late flag. In this case, I don't know why Tony waited and until he talked to Cleet, but he did and he got it right. So
on the first field goal, did you guys set up late? Or
no, we were out there in plenty of time. You know, it's just unfortunate. He was focused on the court, on Greg, and so it's unfortunate. You know, you get out there, because I called timeout, I think, on second down and told them that that the 49ers were out of timeout, so they will not ice you. So get out there, get set, kick it through those two poles, because we got a plane waiting on us. That's exactly what I told them. So, you know, then and told them ahead of time that we're going to kick it on fourth down if we don't convert on third, so just get ready. And they were ready, and they ran out there, and then, you know, it slipped. And it was really close. I mean, it's tight. Sometimes those things, you know, that second delay thing is okay. So, but they were, it was very close. But, you know, you know, you got a young holder who was punter that's 3 for 3 and that had one bad punt that played a really, really solid game. And it's just unfortunate, you know, just one of those things.
How does the sequence work?
You guys want to do this for me?
Huh? Got it.
All right, come on up here, Sam.
How's the sequence supposed to work? Just a kicker signal the holder?
We get everybody set, kicker lines up, he steps it off, he's set, he nods his head, and then we turn back and we flash hands and the ball comes. No, well, yes and no, but we had a different formation. We were using a different formation during the week in the game, and actually we were using it with some success in the run game. And then as it turned out, we just didn't have a tight end on that side. So that was the issue. We needed a tight end on that side. It would have been fine.
This is your first year coaching. Would you categorize yesterday as the best game of Sam Bradford's career from the
Probably so, but I think he's done a good job, you know, all year, handling the checks on the line of scrimmage. You know, he was under pressure quite a bit, which, you know, I think needs to be addressed, and we'll address it next time we play him. But I thought he made accurate throws. I mean, that was the biggest thing, was the accuracy and how he's handling the deep ball. And he had some tight, tight throws to Danny, which were pretty good.
Will have a chance to come back this week?
We'll have him on the practice field, yeah. We'll see.
There were two clock glitches. I mean, I don't know if you think either had any outcome. I mean, there was about a minute, more than a minute lost in the second quarter.
Well, yeah, we had the measurement on the, you know, on the third and 15, where, you know, they obviously got way too much on the game. But so they went to measurement, and then they actually conferenced. I was a little confused at what was going on over there because of the conference. And then they told me, well, they conferenced because we want to make sure the clock was right. Then they announced that the clock was right. So apparently I didn't realize this, because as coaches, you know, you're going to pay, during the normal course of the game, you're going to pay attention to the play clock, okay? And then you're going to pay attention to the game clock once you get inside, two or three minutes or 2 minutes at half and the end of the game. Don't pay particular attention to just the game clock, in the middle of the period. So when they said
stopped it during the measurement.
No, that's what they said. And so when they said that it was accurate, then we just assumed it was accurate. Didn't realize that.
The other one I wanted to ask you about was the final sequence. Pete catches a pass, gets tackled, kind of giving him the business on the ground. But then, for some reason, they decide to move the ball.
Spotted the ball. Yeah, they spotted the ball wrong and then moved it. And, you know, that's frustrating for us because, you know, we have we throw a ball at midfield and it goes out of bounds with potentially a second left. And if we don't lose that time and there's 3 or 4 seconds left, we might pick up 3 or 4 yards, and then who knows what happens with Greg. So, yeah, it was a little frustrating. So I haven't talked to him about that, whether somebody kicked it or what happened.
Another question about Quick. Is there any way he could have played more in that game? He catches a nice touchdown pass to begin.
Yeah, we probably should have played him more, but he was in the game. You know, we got Danny back, and we had the other two guys going pretty well. So,
Coach, do you think you'll look back on this on yesterday as the game where the team really came together?
We played some nearly complete games, but. In the victories that in the division against Arizona and Seattle, we played pretty well. This was a different game in that it was on the road, and there were all different types of challenges. But I think I can look the team in the eye and say we took a step, forward, and we have to continue to do that. And we executed some things that aren't easy to execute. Both the passes and out of the punt formation and the play, and so. They understand preparation. We're not there yet. You can't afford to have a legal formation in a game like that and those kind of things and the false starts and things like that. But overall, I think, I'm pleased with, as I said at the beginning, with those things that we emphasized during the bye week and the results we got from it.
When I think right after the New England game, you said you want to see how the team responds. Did you like the response?
Not just in terms of execution,
but
yeah.
This matching.
They responded. Yeah, they responded. They had fun last week and worked hard, and they fought hard. So I was proud of them. Okay, thank you.